always choose love. Good morning, good evening, good night, good now, whenever you're listening to this. My name is Shadon, this is the Always Choose Love podcast show. Let's just get into it. So let's talk about psychological suffering, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to teach you how to eliminate psychological suffering, whether that's fear, anxiety, whatever it is that ails you. Guess what? Psychological suffering is self-created. Let me repeat that. Psychological suffering is self-created, for the most part, by the degree of resistance that you, listening to this, have to your current reality. So, right now it is, I think it's the 21st. Let's see how my brain's working. Yeah, I believe it's the 21st. But whatever, it is now. So, right now, it is January, and a lot of people have these fitness goals, because that's the easiest thing to focus on. But if you have business goals, you have personal goals, relationship goals, whatever those goals are, you have to radically accept. So, my brand is called Mental Fitness for a reason. There's four components to mental fitness. The first and most important step is to radically accept where you are. Radically accept that you're 500 pounds. Radically accept that your relationships are bad. Radically accept that you didn't get into that college. Radically accept that you didn't get that job. Radically accept that you have debt. Radically accept whatever it is you need to radically accept. That's the first step, because without radically accepting, you can't take the next step in order to change your situation. So, let's repeat. Psychological suffering is self-created by the degree of resistance to your current reality. This is the whole primary aim of this organization, this conglomerate of the Always Choose Love conglomerate. But anyhow, so that's the first step. Radically accept your situation, because it's self-created. And the reason I say it's self-created, because most things in life are fixable. Other than death, nothing else is not changeable. So, second step is, I'm going to keep repeating the same thing, but I'll tell you guys a story right now. Okay, let me just tell y'all a story. Tell y'all a story. Okay? Let's go back to 2015. I have my master's degree in health systems leadership and administration from the University of Toronto in Canada. Okay? So I radically accepted that before I even applied for my master's degree, I needed to work as a nurse. And right now there's a lot of these young nurses who are like a year or two in. I was talking to a former colleague of mine, and she's saying all these young nurses that are 2 years, 3 years into nursing think that they can go and become an educator and do their master's, when in reality, you have no experience. That's not enough experience to go and do a master's. But unfortunately, these colleges just want money, so they allow these students to apply and they accept them. So for me, I graduated in 2009, and I didn't do my master's until 2014, and I finished in 2016. But even then, I was still a little baby. I didn't know anything. I still don't know anything. And I have 12 years of nursing experience, 10 of those in the merge. I still don't know anything. So, going back to that, I struggled after the first year, but I utilized the growth mindset. If you guys don't know what the growth mindset is, you can Google a book called Carol Dweck. And I talked about it on the previous podcast before, if you go back. Carol Dweck coined the term the growth mindset. Basically, there's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. I'm going to repeat this for some people, because repetition is the key to everything. Consistency is the superpower. So, to repeat it, because I got to repeat it myself to remember it, and there might be some new people listening, but the growth mindset is this. There's a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. So, I was talking to somebody about their kids a few days ago, I believe, and what I was telling them is, when you tell a kid, oh, good job, you're so smart, you didn't even study for the test, the kid is going to interpret their mindset, right? They're going to say, because they have no experience, they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm smart. I'm naturally smart. I'm born this way. So then when they get another test or another challenge and they do bad, they're going to internalize it, because it's a part of their identity that they're naturally smart. And then they're going to feel bad, et cetera, et cetera. But we know as adults, if you're listening as an adult or if a child's listening, that it takes work in order to get good at anything. No one is born smart. Elon Musk is not the genius that he is because he was born that way. No rapper, no musician, no artist, painter. So you guys know those paint nights. They can teach you how to paint. So no one was born out of the womb knowing how to paint on a great artist. They forged it. They learned it, right? So that's why the growth mindset is so key. And the way you talk to your kids is key because they don't know any better. They think that whatever you tell them is the correct thing. But life is just perspective. Okay? So that's the growth mindset. Realizing that skills have utility. Skills can be transferred. And it just takes work. You have to do the work in order to get good at any area. Relationships, business, health, wealth, breathing. Ooh, it's nice and crispy this morning. Breath work, right? It's all, it just takes work. That's the second step of mental fitness. So that's what I utilized during 2015, 2016 when I was struggling after the first year because that's when I first moved out. I got my condo. I got a new job as an educator and it was a pretty rough time. I actually quit my educator job after 6 weeks because I'm like, I can't do all this. It's too much change at the same time because one thing people think that there's positive changes, always good change. But if you read up the top 10 most stressful things, getting a new job, which I got, is one. Getting married, which I didn't do, still not married, is two. Buying a new house, I moved into my first condo in Toronto, so I was living on my own. Getting married, like all these positive things, moving to a new city, all of these things which people deem to be like positive, which they are, they're very stressful. So I did the three of those things. I got a new job as an educator, so more responsibility. I was doing my master's degree at one of the top colleges in Canada. And then I had moved into a new condo. So I was paying a mortgage and like had to take care of myself, essentially, even though I knew how to take care of myself, but it was just hard. So all those things, one of them had to buckle and the educator job was the one. But I utilized the growth mindset to push through and get the master's degree and finish my second year, even though I struggled, but I pushed through. So for you listening, whatever goal you have right now, because everybody has New Year's resolution. New me, new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. You have to realize, I'm sure you realize if you're smart enough, that it's gonna take work. It's gonna take a lot of work. And for instance, fitness goals, you're not gonna see a change until at least 90 days, 12 weeks. I think that's 90 days. I'm bad at math, but 90 days or so. That's when you're gonna start seeing some change. So do some stuff every single day to get closer to your goal, whatever that is, and you'll realize you'll get closer. And the key here, mindfulness, which is the third step of mental fitness. So I don't even know how I used mindfulness back in the day, in 2014, 15, well, 2015, 16 to finish my second year. I watched a lot of Netflix and I ignored a lot of the work. But when you realize that the work is what actually creates the results, and all you have is control of the moment, that's what mindfulness is. Be mindful of the moment. Like right now, my ankle's hurting, my left ankle. But I know that eventually I'm gonna finish this workout, and I'm gonna be in a warm shower in a warm house, right? So that's why I can be like, okay, let's just enjoy this time, because there's always polar opposites, right? Hot, cold. So for me, I guess back then my mindset was like, okay, I knew about April, we're gonna finish. I have a big assignment that I had to do. And I'm like, okay, let's keep going. Because eventually, like all the depression, anxiety, and all this fear that I had, I remember it just went away. July 1st, because actually I rented my house out. I went to rent a place and I rented my condo out. And I remember, I'm like, everything just the weight got lifted off me. But think about the weight that you're carrying, the psychological weight that you put on yourself. All this pressure. You're not gonna, like, what's the cliche? Rome was not built in a day. However old you are, 10, 15, 30, 50, 69, 66, all that baggage was not built in a day. So don't expect to fix it in the day. Because we were taught, I was on an Instagram Live yesterday with a man named George. What up, George, if you're listening to this? And he's saying that unfortunately, his father died, and he went to therapy for 6 months. Listen, you're not going to heal in 6 months. You're going to heal every single day. You're going to be healing for the rest of your life. I believe George was over 40. So it's going to take you another 40 years, brother, to actually heal, to overcome this childhood trauma that you mentioned you had. So it's just going to be daily work. But you can take another perspective and be like, I'm healed, right? Because we're imperfect. We are imperfect, perfect human beings, right? Because we are, we just come as you are. And that's the key point to meditation. Meditation! Take a nice deep breath. So yeah, that's the key, is to realize that you're going to have to continue to do stuff every single day, every single moment, in order to get better. My friend Lululee, she posted something on her stories. I just saw it actually before I came out here. But she posted something that was interesting, and I'm like, yo, that's dope. She's like, each time you see me, just know you are meeting a brand new person. I level up daily. Bars. He just dropped the mic. Let me repeat that again. This is from Lululee. She says, on her Instagram story, this was 10 hours ago, I just seen it. Each time you see me, just know you are meeting a brand new me. I level up daily. And you could find Lulu on Instagram at Lulu, L-U-L-U, M-U-A-E, M-U-A-9. Again, that's L-U-L-U, M-U-A-9. Lululee. She's a lifestyle beauty coach. She does inspirational beauty, talks about self-love, empowerment. She has the sensual goddess energy. She teaches inner and outer beauty. She does group workshops, one-on-one sessions, and she's a writer. You can find out more details on her website. But yeah, so I believe that is the key too. So she teaches inside and out. Again, it starts with inside first. So, that is the key point. And mindfulness, your mind is full, or your mind full of your thoughts, right? Everything starts with the thought. So back in 2000, I guess, 15, 16, I was mindful that I was, like, eventually, if you're going through psychological suffering right now, you are going through a divorce, a breakup, whatever you're going through, it will eventually pass, because nothing stays the same. Through every dark night, there is a brighter day, and right now it is dark, and tomorrow, hopefully, the sun comes out. It's been a little bit cloudy here in Toronto, Canada, but eventually it's going to get better. And that's what happened in 2015, when I was struggling to do my master's degree, take care of my condo. Everything does eventually get better, but you have to realize that when it gets better, it gets worse as well. That's why you need to strengthen your mental fitness, do things hard every single day, and realize that things, it's like the waves, right? It's like a wave. There's ups and downs. Ups, it's called the sponda of life. Life is vibrations. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think of energy and frequency. Life has ups and downs. Enjoy the ride on the way up. Don't get down on the way down. Don't get too down on the way down. And I've done that in the past. I got too down on the way down. And even got too high on the way up. Right now I'm living heaven on earth, but I'm still even keel, right? I found that emotional equilibrium. And the last component of mental fitness, which I'll relate back to the story of me finishing my master's degree at U of T in health system leadership and administration, is meditation. I didn't really do much meditation then. I did work out, but when I was struggling and had all these responsibilities and work, etc., I was meditating by watching a lot of Netflix. I'm not sure if you guys know the movie Dexter. Not the movie Dexter. It's actually a gruesome show. It's called Dexter. I have to pause there because I have to pee. I'm not even going to edit that out. You know what? I'm going to come as I am. I have to pee. Listen, I'm drinking a gallon of water every day. I'm peeing a lot. I'm not even going to edit that out. But anyways, meditation. So meditation is different for everyone. I've said it before, but I was not meditating. And a lot of people use social media as their way of meditation, as their way of like escaping their mind. Because again, psychological suffering is self-created, right? By the degree of resistance you have to your current reality. So people are escaping their reality, their real life, and going into the matrix, which is social media, going on TikTok, scrolling, watching Netflix, which I did back in 2015, 2016. I watched a lot of Dexter, and Dexter is not a show you should be watching because it's gruesome. I can't remember the exact plot, but basically this guy would, he's like a, what do they call them? He's a Vangelis, I don't know the word, whatever, it'll come to me, it starts with a V. Basically he goes out and kills people that are bad, and then like chops them up and does all this stuff. But I watched the whole series of Dexter. I remember sitting in my bed, just watching Dexter constantly, ignoring my assignments. I don't even know how I finished those assignments and did those posts every day. But yeah, that was my form of meditation. But the best meditation is exercising, connection, right? Focusing on what you eat. And COVID kind of did a number on a lot of people because people weren't connected. They're connecting online virtually in the Matrix, but that's not real connection. That's why I'm gonna head to Starbucks. I can work at home, but like, it's boring. Like, I don't wanna sit there between four walls. I wanna see people, I wanna talk to people. That's why I don't really work. I had an office. I don't really, like, I'm like, why am I in, like, I don't really use the office. I go there sometimes and like work, but like, I go to Starbucks mainly because I wanna be around people because like, we're human beings, we need that connection, right? So right now, if you're psychologically suffering, I bet that you are isolating. Because, listen, I isolated during COVID. I isolated during 2015, 2016 when I was, like, trying to finish my assignments and trying to work and, like, you know. And I felt the shame and all this stuff. Shame. That's another topic. We'll talk about shame, but that's for another day. But listen, everyone struggles. Everyone poops. Everyone has BO sometimes, you know. Especially after you exercise. I'm going to take a nice shower. I took, like, 3 showers today already. That's crazy. When you work out 2 times a day, I just take it like, even after I take a deuce, I took a deuce just before this, and I took a shower, another shower. But yeah, so everybody, listen, we're all human beings, so find a way to meditate, find a way to be in the present moment, and you'll live heaven on earth, because you'll realize that life is just a journey. I recommended this movie before. I had to watch it a couple times. But my guy, Derek Struggles, he has something called Super Vibes Protein Shakes, Protein Bars. You can check him out. We discussed this over DM about the movie Soul. He said I think it's one of my favorite movies as well. I think you can find it on Netflix. But yeah, it's a movie that's, I'm not going to give it away, but it's a highly recommended movie for anyone that's having any sort of psychological suffering. But yeah. So Derek, his Instagram handle is Derek Struggle, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, and then the word struggle. He's an entrepreneur. He's a very successful entrepreneur. He went through his own thing, and I believe he went through his own psychological suffering. He shares it on his story, so I'll share it right now for him. But you can check him out at Derek Struggles, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Struggle. So, but he founded something called Super Vibes. I'll tell you what Super Vibes is. It's simple. We make energy bars that give you superpowers. Organic, vegan, no sugar added, gut health. I'll talk about gut health again. Key, sugar is not very, it's not good for you. Let's just say that. When you give a kid a sugar, you go crazy. So your gut has your gut, we live synergistically, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to talk about it. But anyways, that is, what he basically has. You should check it out if you live in the States. He delivers to Canada as well. You can check out Super Vibe, supervibe.co. That's his website. I'll link it to the description of the show. But yeah, so find a way to get meditative. He works out too. He realized the importance of working out, discipline. Discipline is freedom. When you're disciplined, you say no to a lot of things, which I'm saying no to people. No, leave me alone, please. I'm not working with you right now because I can't. I got to take care of myself first. I've said that too. A number of people, because you have to set boundaries, and if you don't, people are going to take away your energy, because we only have a finite amount of energy. And as I said before, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, right, think of energy and frequency. That's all I got to really say for today. I'm going to have my friend Jason on the podcast too. Always choose love. Remember, mental fitness has 4 steps. Radically accept your situation wherever you're at right now. Understand that every situation is changeable. Utilize the growth mindset to change it. Utilize mindfulness. Be grateful. There's always something to be grateful for. I'm grateful that I'm almost done this workout. Actually, I still got like probably 1/3 of the way to go. And there's always something to be grateful for. And use meditation, whatever that is for you, to be in the present moment, because the moment is all we have. Thank you for listening, and remember to always choose love. Deuces.